Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see sunny skies, but still chilly daytime temperatures with a high of 44 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 29. Thursday sunny and warming up with a high near 54. And in the news, and our continuing candidate and issues reporting on the upcoming midterm elections. The voting will be held on Tuesday, November 8th. Today, we conclude reporting on the governor's race. During his entire run since defeating former Governor Scott Walker in 2018, present Governor Tony Evers has been trying to put his agenda priorities up against a dominating conservative Republican statehouse. With majorities in both the Senate and Assembly, often the only tool Evers has had success with is his veto pen. In an article used here with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio, Evers vetoed bills that would have expanded gun rights, including one that would shield gun makers from lawsuits and another declaring that federal assault weapon bans would not apply in Wisconsin. He vetoed a long list of changes to Wisconsin's safety net programs, including one that would have cut unemployment benefits by up to 12 weeks. He vetoed bills that would have dramatically reshaped education in Wisconsin, and he vetoed around 20 plans to change election laws in Wisconsin, many of which would have added hurdles to voting absentee. Evers' opponent in the upcoming election for governor, Republican Tim Michaels, has promised, if elected, to erase all the vetoes. A combination of a Michaels governorship and Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who is the gatekeeper to all laws proposed, would more than likely mean no repeal of Wisconsin's archaic 1849 law criminalizing abortion, as well as new laws that would challenge voting rights, ban vaccine mandates, as well as bills proposing to remove all income and enrollment caps on the private school voucher program, meaning any number of kids from affluent families could be sent to private religious schools at taxpayers' expense. This is often called universal school choice, which Michaels supports, as well as establish a parental bill of rights that would have given parents the power to review instructional materials for their kids and decide what name and pronouns they're allowed to use at school, as well as restricting what content can be taught on the college level concerning racism and sexism. These are just some examples of the veto proposals brought to Evers' desk. More bills include redistricting and state election maps, most attempts at gun control, legalizing recreational marijuana, protecting the social safety net, interfering with added aid to police departments, and more. A veto override takes a two-thirds vote in both houses of the state legislature. If Republicans hold their seats and flip five, they would have that majority in the Assembly and need a one-seat gain in the Senate. In his 2018 victory over Walker, Evers pledged to support and expand state education funding and Medicaid, pledging to expand the low-income public health insurance program if he was elected. He proposed new infrastructure investments and criminal justice reform measures, and now the test for voters will be what direction they want their state to take in the future after November 8th. The most recent Marquette Law School poll from October 12th shows the governor's race has tightened to a toss-up. Among likely voters, 47% support Democrat incumbent Evers, while 46% favor the Republican challenger, Tim Michaels. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.